So in our reading, we have this amazing story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And it was more than 5,000 because they only counted the men, and there were 5,000 men. So loads of other women and children. And in the story, we may have heard it before. It's a fairly well-known one. A little boy with his loaves and his fish gives that over to Jesus. And Jesus turns it into enough to feed all those thousands and thousands of people. And there are 12 baskets of food left over from just those 5 loaves and 2 fish after everybody has eaten all that they want to eat. So in this story, we see that God is a God of plenty. God doesn't just make just enough for everyone to have a little taste and then send them on their way. Jesus gives enough food that everyone eats all they want, and there's still all this leftover, which maybe they took away to show their friends and said, look what Jesus did, look at all this food that we have left over. And we see in the world around us as well that God has given us plenty. God didn't just give us a world that's like just got enough, you know, and just what we need. He gave us a beautiful world to live in, a world that has, as it says in the creation story, all these different animals for us to enjoy and different plants that we can all eat and enjoy. He's given us such beauty that we see, and he's also given us plenty of food to go around, plenty of resources to go around. But we know that not all the time have we cared for those resources well. We know that some of the most rich countries in the world are taking a lot more than they need of the food, of the energy resources, so that other countries that are less well off don't have enough. We know that some people and some organizations are taking more than they need so that other people don't have enough. There is plenty. We know that there is plenty on this earth, but we aren't always using it right. And God wants all of his children to have everything that they need. So when we see the amazing creation that we've been given, the beautiful home that we have, we should be inspired to treat it with respect. We should be inspired to do things like not dropping our litter, things that make the world less beautiful. But we should also be inspired to think, like we talked about saving water, are we taking the water that we need? Or are we taking loads of extra water by having a nice long bath every day, which might be appealing, but might not be the most sustainable way? Are we taking the food that we need, or are we wasting food, buying lots of food that ends up going in the bin? And how can we work on those things so that we know we're taking what God has ordained for us and not taking away from others? We have been made as a community who all share this earth together. And we are community with people who live next door to us, who go to church with us, but also people who live on the other side of the globe are part of God's family with us. And so we need to be inspired to care for them by treating this earth well, by taking what we need and making sure that we share with others what they need. We're doing that partly through our St. Andrew's Meals project and through these gifts. We'll be sharing with people so that they can take what they need when some of us have plenty and we can give. So that's something to think about this week and as we go into this year. And if you're interested in getting more involved with how the church is doing that, speak to Kana. They're always keen for people to get involved with the Eco Project. We have gardening time here. If you have ideas, share them with us. We know that this is something that God has really called us to do, to care for his environment and to care for the world and the people around us. So it'll be great to keep thinking throughout this week and this year what we can do together to make that happen.